Could you please advise the youth, teenage boys, in specific on the affairs of salah? Laziness, delaying, playing on the PS4. Is it in number 4 now? I lost count at 2. Rather than praying on time and prioritizing your deen in your younger years. Of course, the emphasis upon the youth is something that is of the utmost importance. And you know, we've delivered, in fact, we've had conferences just about the youth. Our brothers at Troyd in Toronto, Masjid Furqan in Toronto, that they organized 2 weekends, I think a total of about 7 days, just on the issue of the cultivation of the youth and the importance of them focusing in their early years upon the kitab and the sunnah and benefiting themselves. I mean, from those things that we've even discussed today is about your relationship with your parents. Who is your best? Who are your companions? The Prophet ﷺ was asked, who is the one most deserving of my suhbah? If I ask any of the youngsters, say, who's your best friend? They say, oh, is that mate at school? He's the one that I always hang. What about your mother? She's more deserving of your companionship. And your father, keeping the children close, keeping the youth close, because the child, the son, he loves to imitate the father. He sees his father as an example to be emulated. Ask, you know, most children, they'll say, my dad, my dad, my dad, my dad, and my mom, and my mom, when they're young. And that's why you see little girls, even at the age of 4 and 5, the mother starts praying. She runs around looking for anything to cover her body. You know, even if it's a towel around her back, right? Because she sees the mom putting some sort of jilbab upon, and she grabs the towel, puts it over her head, stands next to the mom. No wudu, nothing, nappy and everything, does it? All right, and then after mom's finished Surah Fatiha, she runs around the house again. Then she comes back in the 4th raka'ah. Children are like that because they like to emulate those whom they respect and the people that they hold to in high regard. So this actual tarbiyah of the youth, right, encourage the youth to pray because they're lazy. Why are they lazy? Because the initial tarbiyah may have been lacking. The initial cultivation may have been lacking because we didn't tell them the importance of the salah when they were young. The Prophet ﷺ said, command your children when they pray at the age of 7. Command them. Sheikh Al-Fawzan mentions, what does this include? He says the prayer, the wudu, teaching them what the awrah is, teaching them the direction of the qibla, because all of this is part of salah. To command them with this is the responsibility of the father, primarily. So you cultivate your children with good manners. You'd cultivate them how to behave around the mother and father. So the children are taught that when you come into the house, you look for your mother and you give her salam and you kiss her forehead. And you look for your father. You find him in the house somewhere and you kiss his forehead. When you go with your mother and father to someone's house and they open the door, you don't walk in front of them. You stand to one side and you say, mother, father, go in. And you follow them in. When the food is served, then you wait for your mother and father to begin eating before you start eating. When your mother and father are speaking and they are speaking with other adults, don't interject. Manners. That they are taught, this type of cultivation that they are taught from a very young age, they begin actually quite early. And the older they get, they become more ingrained. The salah becomes more ingrained. The timing of the salah more ingrained. If you raise them at the age of 7, 8 and 9 upon PS1, then it's no wonder at the age of 17 they're playing PS4. Because as they grew, PS grew. So that's their companion. Right, so you got them addicted to FIFA and football. So they know all the football players and all the football teams, but they don't know more than 5 Sahaba. Why? You know, they know the women and the names of the film stars and so on, but they don't know the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I call them film stars, very, you know, just as a title. They are not stars. Stars are up there. They're not up there. But the fact is that if this cultivation doesn't begin when the children are young, then it becomes very difficult later in age. So that inculcating into the hearts of our children the love for the ibadah of Allah, love for the religion, by teaching them, reading to them the seerah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the biographies of the companions, their bravery, their courage. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you tell your child, he was the best husband, he was the best father, he was the most courageous of men, he was the most generous of men, he was the most kindest of men, he was the most giving of people, he was the person who used to help in the house with his wives, he was the best of all the examples. You think of something, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has preceded you to it. And then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the conversion of Abu Bakr, and then Umar, and Ali, and Uthman, and how they came to Islam. The upbringing of Aisha radiallahu anha in the house of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq initially, and then in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What about Anas ibn Malik in the house? of in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a child, he said, I spent 10 years with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam. How did he treat him? Not once did he say to me, why did you do that for the thing that I did not do? And for a thing that I did, and why did he? And he never said to me, why didn't you do such and such for a thing that I didn't do? This was the tarbiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is by sitting with them. Even if you, wallahi, I say to you, sit with your children, even if it be half an hour every evening, gather them in a room in the house, sit down with all of your children, with your wife sitting there. Take a book, a seerah, which is authentic, or some other book of one of the scholars, for half an hour, take 15 minutes, read the book. Take another 15 minutes, read another book. 15 minutes a day, how much will you get through in a year? How much will you get through in a year? We don't spend that time with our children. One is sitting in one room, one is sitting in another room, one is outside, one is playing on someone's phone. Because there's none of that is taking place. And then when they're 17, it hits you. He stopped praying. I heard he's stealing. I heard he does this, I heard he does that. I'm not saying that no matter what you do, it's always, you know, how good you are as a parent, eventually it's guaranteed that your children will come out good. Not necessarily. Because hidayah is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you have to strive to make sure you've done your best. Barakallahu feekum.